The Art Spot with Art Minius on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Hey, welcome to the Art Spot. We have a really cool show for you today. We are visiting with Shelley Woolert, and we'll be talking about Elska and the Island of Elska, all of which will come to life at the Art Center on Saturday, June 22nd, for an 11 a.m. Super Fun Family Show, presented with the support of Chapel Hill Tire Company Car Care Center. Welcome to the Art Spot, Shelley.
Thanks, Art. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, we're glad to have the Elska program coming to the Art Center and taking all the families who will be gathered there in the Earl and Rhoda Wynn Theater on the 22nd on a journey to a magical place, an imaginary volcanic island off the coast of Iceland, and meeting the singer Elska and all her friends there. So please tell us a little about the island and the singer and her friends.
Sure. We're so excited to be bringing the show to the Art Center. My character, Elska, is actually a modern pioneer, and she discovers a newly formed island off the coast of Iceland. And it's just a small imaginary island, and she lives there with a bunch of quirky characters. There's an Arctic fox, and she has a little green friend, the Goobler. And they have adventures together there. I wrote an album about it filled with pop electronic songs for families. So when you come and see the show, you'll be entertained by Elska. I perform in character, and we give you a tour on stage musically of the island.
Wow, that has to be a wonderful program, not just for kids, but for kids of all ages who will be there at the Super Fun Family Show. It sounds like it's not just music, but theater and storytelling all put together into one magical production.
That's right. There is a storytelling component to it. And the instrumentation is also very unique. So we find that all ages, and certainly moms and dads and older children, really enjoy the sounds of the performance. Because I'm performing with a vibraphone player and with another keyboard player who plays a really interesting synth rig that has beautiful analog synthesizers and analog bass components. So it really is a sophisticated and dreamy sound, and something very different than your normal, three or four piece band that you'll see.
Yeah, this is much more than simply a kindie rock band performing. This is a very rich experience. How did you come to develop the whole concept of Elska and her island?
Back in 2009, I was actually making an album for grown-ups that was an alt-country album, and my producer and I at the time took a break, and we took a trip to Iceland. He'd always wanted to go there, and it was drawn to it for musical reasons, and going to Iceland and visiting that country changed everything for me. It's cliched to say, but totally inspired by the landscape and by the art and the people that we met there. And it just seemed to me, while we were traveling, to be a perfect place to set an imaginary, fantastic world for kids. So it really derailed my work with my adult grown-up music album. And I came back to the United States and just really started developing Elska and creating this imaginary land that was inspired by Iceland.
Wow. That people who've gone to Iceland, I've never had the opportunity, but almost all of them come back changed and affected in some serious way. Of course, most of the people I know are artists and playwrights and writers and such like yourself, who are prone to have such life-changing experiences when put into a different environment. But you have certainly run with this beautifully, including recording the 12 original songs that form the Elska album, Middle of Nowhere.
Yes, I can't more highly recommend taking a trip to Iceland. It is just an incredibly foreign landscape, you know, sort of 20 minutes outside of Reykjavik, the main city. It just becomes, like the title of our album, you're in the middle of nowhere, and you're surrounded by lava fields and rock formations and a very violent sea, and it's completely inspirational. So I do highly recommend it to travelers and also artists or anybody who's looking to experience something completely brand new.
Well, the way we can travel here on the radio on WCHL is orally, and so we are going to visit the album Middle of Nowhere by Elska and hear the song Click Click. CHL and chapelborough.com, visiting with Shelley Woolert from Elska, a character she has created and recorded the album Middle of Nowhere, which has gotten great notices, including an absolutely glowing review from Parents' Choice. Elska is a singer. Elska is also an imaginary island off the coast of Iceland. And just before the break, we heard the song Click Click from the 12-track Middle of Nowhere album. Could you tell us a little about that song, Shelley?
Click Click actually started off as a sort of like a country song that I wrote on guitar, and it had a much different feel. And when we brought it into the Elska world, into the Elska language, this is the beauty of working with a producer, Alan Farmello, who helped me, who co-wrote the album and produced it with me, took my country sound and helped to transform it into that pop electronic jingle that it is now. And really took out any blues elements that I had written into it, and it really sort of skips along melodically into a very pop place. And Click Click, Click Click has become quite a hit on Sirius XM radio at their Kids Place Live channel. So we're really happy about that, and it's become a way for us to you know, greet new fans nationally. So it's really been a big success for us, that song.
That is a beautiful story about Click Click and the success on satellite radio with a national platform for family music. Tell us a little bit, please, about the characters with whom the singer Elska interacts on the island of Elska. Like, I am fascinated by the Goobler.
So, the Goobler, you'll have to imagine, is about 2 feet tall. He sort of looks like a little amoeba, little stubby arms and legs, and he's a happy little friend for Elska, and he's her best friend. And he has the personality of a very playful 5 or 6-year-old, curious, spontaneous, and he also happens to be the gardener on the island of Elska, and he grows all of the food on the island. And so the Goobler and Elska spend a lot of time hiking around the island and exploring together. So he's one of our most unusual characters, as you won't find him in the normal animal kingdom. Like some of the other characters on the island, we have a polar bear named Winter Bear, who lives on an iceberg that circles the island, and he's also a writer, and he writes stories and poetry, shares them with Elska. And we also have a very elusive Arctic fox that visits Elska in the nighttime, and she sleeps on his on her head as well. And he's a very dreamy character.
I bet. While we're on the topic of the Arctic fox, why don't we listen to the Arctic Fox's song from the album Middle of Nowhere by Elska.
Click, click.
That was Arctic Fox from the Elska album Middle of Nowhere. We are visiting with Shelley Woolert, who created the character of Elska and the entire program involving theater, storytelling, and musical performance. We'll be coming to the Arts Center on Saturday, June 22nd for an 11 a.m. Super Fun Family Show. So the Arctic fox is elusive and sleeps on Elska's head. Who else do we encounter on this magical island off the coast of Iceland?
Well, we also have a character named Shushi, and he is a musician on the island, and he lives in a canyon that is filled with bells. And so during the show, We talk about shushi, and we actually play a lot of songs that involve bells. So Elska rings handbells on stage. We have lots of glockenspiels, and we also have a rack of Schumerlich bells that we play as well. And so that's representative of this character's sound. So shushi is somebody who you'll meet. We already talked about the Gubler and the Arctic Fox. And we also talk about the Elska Express. And that's the train that's on the island of Elska. And it actually runs on geothermal energy, as the island of Elska is a volcanic island. So we take our listeners and our audience members on a ride on this quiet little train during the show so they can get a tour of the island.
Excellent. Well, we are visiting with Shelley Woolert on the Art Spot. She created Elska the Island and appears as Elska the Singer. Their album's Middle of Nowhere, and they'll be at the Art Center June 22nd for an 11 a.m. Superfund Family Show. And we'll be back on the Art Spot right after this. Welcome back to the Art Spot. We're visiting with Shelley Woolert, who created Elska, and Elska will be coming to the Art Center on June 22nd, the Saturday, 11 a.m. for a Superfund family show. For more information, go to artcenterlive.org or go to or call 919-929-2787. Now, June 22nd, is sometimes the solstice, but this year the solstice is the day before, Friday, June 21st, the longest day of the year, and we associate places above the Arctic Circle with the midnight sun. And I believe Elska, being positioned off the course of Iceland, is quite intimate with the midnight sun.
We are. It's wonderful that our show coincides with the summer solstice because we actually have a song called The Midnight Sun in the Arctic, and it's all about that time of year where you can be awake at midnight and experience the midnight sun. So at the show, we're going to be talking all about that and kicking off the show with that song, and I think it's just going to be really special. And we actually have a music video that we shot during the midnight sun in Iceland, and we're going to be premiering it that weekend as well. So keep a lookout for that online, and you'll be able to see Elska in Iceland dancing under the midnight sun.
Beautiful. We'll keep an eye out for that, Shelley, and get it posted on our social media as soon as you make it available to us. That sounds like I was about to ask you whether your trips to Iceland it actually involved the midnight sun, but you answered that before I could ask it. That's that and the Northern Lights I would love to see sometime, but I also love living in the American South. So what you gonna do?
Right. Exactly. It's really exciting, and we're just so excited to be coming down to the Art Center, and I really hope to see a lot of your listeners there. And thanks so much for interviewing us and for bringing us down there. We couldn't be more excited.
Oh, that's our pleasure. We're really excited to have Elska at the Art Center on June 22nd. And you can get more information at artcenterlive.org. And while you're on the Art Center webpage, you can look for our link where we're collecting your stories and having a special contest for people who contribute their Art Center stories to that project. And we are in the second week of our summer-long 15K campaign, the No Sweat campaign, where we have a generous donor who is willing to match your memberships and contributions to the Art Center. So all that and more at artcenterlive.org, including details about our Superfund family show on June 22nd at 11 a.m., supported by Chapel Hill Tire Company Car Care. Care Centers of ELSCA. It will be a theatrical, musical, and storytelling event you and your children will remember for a long, long time as you go to a magical island off the coast of Iceland and visit with ELSCA, the Goobler, the Arctic Fox, and all their other friends there on this volcanic island. Thanks so much for being with us, Shelley, and we'll see you and ELSCA on June 22nd.
Thanks, Art. It was my pleasure.